रक्षस्तेते विश्वासो गोप्तित्वे वर्णन तत् आत्मनिक्षेप फुल्ली सरेंडर. दीज आर दे डोर्स ऑफ भक्ति, एंट्रेंस गेट, नॉट भक्ति. बिफोर द भक्ति एंटरिंग इन भक्ति रिल वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉलो वेरी स्ट्रॉन्गली. हियर गोप्तित्वे वर्णम तथा वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग. All are important, but most important is, if you have firm belief, a strong belief that Krishna protects and saves me, then we should not be worried for anything, any problem. Like Pranad Maharaj, he has nothing to do when Hiranyakashipu was making so much problems. Even he was giving poison, even he was giving on fire him, even throwing in sea, so many things, but he was never feared, because he has given him, and he knows that my Prabhu is so powerful, he will save me. No harm, if he is not saving me, why? One day I will have to die. So what harm if I am dying today? No harm. I will again take birth in new shape, in new body, new energy. Why you should fear for this? So there should be no problem. When a problem comes, I know what to do, what to do. Here going, there going, so much problem. Oh, what to do? I should suicide or what I should do? Oh, a devotee should not do like this. If he is doing that, he has no faith on Krishna, on God, on Gurudev, on Shastra, never. And his everything, efforts become fruitless. So, he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Gurudev told, and then I went to my Gurudev and asked, what is this matter? Then he, oh, your life has been successful. Oh, I was telling about four five things. No. Fourth and fifth, Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan means totally giving. If you are known, you are remembering months, sometimes looking here, sometimes there, and all problems coming at that timing, at the remembering of mantra, and you are restless or sleeping, then how a fruit of mantra will come? So we should not do like that. So chant and remember like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his associates, a true Vaishnava, like Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu, Swampai, and all others. And then we will see that very quickly you will realize these things. So when he told to that Prakashananda, a discussion was going on. And in discussion, though he was the teacher and guru of 60,000 of sannyasi, renounced order person, he was defeated in no time. And he, with his all associates and disciples, he took the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sanatan Goswami was there. After that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his abode, and there was some dialogue with him. He asked, who am I? Why sufferings? So much sufferings. and how we can come over out of all these sufferings. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, we are all, by our constitutional form, we are servant of Krishna. But anyhow, we are covered with Maya. And now we are knowing that we are Americans, we are Indians, we are Pakistani, we are Francisi, we are Dutch, we are Latin Americans, and here we are ladies, we are women, we are men, and we are tigers, we are animals, hog, pig, or anything. And all are satisfied. Even a pig and hog is satisfied. He don't want to die. This is due to Maya. But really we are all servant, eternal servant of Krishna. All the Vedas, all the Puran, Vedanta, all are turning like this. So we should have very firm belief, strong belief in these things. He established that Krishna is our sambandha. We have some relation with Krishna. We have not to realize this fact that who is Krishna? But Gurudev is telling, Shastra is telling, all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, all are telling like this. A man, when I was traveling with my Gurudev from Mathura to Calcutta, a railway magistrate came and he saw my Gurudev. And he was Arjasamaji, not believing on the form of God. He came and saw that he has tilak, he is Vaishnava. And he thought that all the Vaishnava are foolish. They don't know any Shastra, logic or anything. And they don't read Vedanta. They only read a bogus book like Bhagavad. They believe like this. He came and sat near Gurudev. We gave a seat. Then he began to ask questions and Gurudev began to answer him. He told that you are Vaishnava perhaps. He told you, yes, we are Vaishnava. You believe in God? Yes, we believe in God. Who is God? Krishna is Himself, Supreme Personality of God. Oh, I cannot believe a God. That Krishna was God. Gurudev told you, why? Because He took birth and He died. We don't accept Him like a God. Oh. He told that if I will see by my eyes that God, then I will believe. Accept and believe. If I am not realizing it by my senses, my eyes, my touching, all these things, I cannot believe a God. Gurudev told that you believe so much things that you have never seen and never realized, but you accept. Because you never, all you accept. I am proofing. Intelligently told that. Can you tell the name of your father? Oh, yes. Oh. He told that my father's name was Ramchandra or any name. He told Gurudev, asked him, have you seen and realized that he is your own father? Are you present at that time where your father and mother met together and you came in the womb? Have you seen? Never, never. Then how is there any proof that you can tell that he is your own father? How you tell him? You have not seen, but yet you are telling that he is my father. I am telling that he is not your father. Then, can you prove? Oh, my mother told me. Your mother can't tell lie. Then what will be? Then he was
silent. Speechless. Speechless.
Silent. His mouth was stopped and his head became this. Our mother is Vedas, Upanishadas, Krishna words, all the words, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Puran, all are my mother. Our mother are so that they cannot cheat anyone. They cannot tell lie, but your mother can tell lie. But our mother cannot tell lie. Veda, Upanishad. Why? Because they are themselves manifestation of God. They have come from the
breathing.
From breathing or from telling, from words of Krishna. And they are eternal. Thus, he became satisfied and did pranam and went away. So we should have very faith. Those we don't realize this, all these facts, but Guru has told that all the months are Krishna himself, are Mahaprabhu, or Srimati Radhika. And we should do accordingly. So here, Krishna is our Sambandha. Govindi is our
Abhidheya.
And Gopinath is our
Prayojan.
There are three things. In this world, there are three things are compulsory for anyone. Sambandha, Abhidheya, and Prayojan. What is our object of the life and goal of the life? It must be fixed first. And how to
attain that
goal is called avidheya, that is process. And by adopting true method, with true sense, in regular way, what you obtain, that is called prayojan. The Krishna is sambandha, and process is real bhakti, devotion and love for Krishna. And our object is what is? To love Krishna. The love and affection for Krishna in Hanuman. The love and affection for Krishna, for Supreme Personality of Godhead in Sakhas. Friends, Shubhal, Siddham, Madhumangal, and all this. And the love and affection in the heart of Nanda Yashoda. This is called Varsalya mode, bhav. And the love and affection in the hearts of gopis for Krishna, by which Krishna is controlled, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he becomes son, sometimes he becomes
friend,
sometimes beloved, playing with them. Pratom, whom the Mayavadi, they think he is selfless, qualityless, he is nirgun, he is nirakar, nirvishesh,
niranjan,
all these things. What is the meaning of these words?
Nirgun means that he has no, or at least this is how they interpret it. Nirakara means without any shape or form. And Niranjan means
no upadhi, like this. Anything. Hmm? But Krishna is not our object. He is only Sambandha. If there is no love and affection for Krishna, then Charasandha, Kansa, and all others, Shishupal, they met with Krishna, they saw Krishna, but there was no love. So they were in against party, like they think Krishna like their enemies. Those the Krishna is loving for all. He is sweet for all. He is supreme God for all. He, without any causeless mercy, he supports mercies to all. But yet they think that he is my enemy. And they wanted to kill Krishna. But they cannot. Could not. So Krishna Prem in gopis, among gopis, in Chandravali and
Radhika,
among two, Srimati Radhika. This Prem and love and affection is highest, supreme. And that is called Mahabhava. More than Mahabhava. Rude, Adirud,